The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you?
I am doing well, coming off of a Royal Rumble weekend.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. The EST is going to WrestleMania.
Hell yeah.
So all the Wrestle Bays and Ladies of the Glow were definitely feeling that booking decision by WWE. I think it's one of the most popular Royal Rumble wins in a long time.
Yeah.
So shout out to Bianca Belair. She's headed to WrestleMania, the main event, or one of the main events. She's got a title match. Mm-hmm. And we definitely here on the NXT Cast, glad to see our graduates go up to the main roster and shine.
Yeah.
And flourish.
She deserves it.
Yes, she definitely does. So good luck to Binky going forward in the main event at WrestleMania. This is the NXT Cast. We are a part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, all those usual suspects. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN, subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and the NXT Cast will show up in your podcast queue each and every week. So this week on NXT, we are continuing with the men's and women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. So we have Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai coming off of her Royal Rumble appearance. They're taking on Little Team Sunshine, Caden Carter, and Casey Catanzaro. Will Raquel and Dakota eliminate Little Team Sunshine when Raquel Gonzalez hit Casey with the one-arm powerbomb and got the win? They tried hard, but they came up short.
Ooh, this was a really, really good match. I really enjoyed this match. And I know some people were, like, not happy that, like, my Little Team Sunshine didn't win, because they're, like, they're the real tag team. But, like, Dakota and Raquel are also, like, they're, like, a pretty established tag team. Mm-hmm. They, like, gone and did their, like, little solo thing, but they're always, like, together. So, like, I really, really enjoyed this match. Miss Casey. It's Casey Catter, you know your last name, ma'am. Jumping off all the things,
but then like the lighting
whatever
dress.
Flip she did, and like landed on Raquel's shoulder. That looked scary.
They were trying to do the silly string. They're trying to do private parties move the silly string, but they did not pull it off with the same ease.
But there was another one, like the last. Like before, like Raquel Carter, like she did some kind of like moonsault flip thing, and like she landed like on her feet, like on Raquel's shoulder. I was like, "What? What were you trying to do, baby? No, stop!" That was a scary move. But like, I really enjoyed Raquel and Dakota's like combo into Dakota's like go to kick.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool segment. And Miss Caden Carter, she went off.
Yes, she did.
All the things. I was like, yes, ma'am, you better run wild, baby. Run wild. It was a really great match. I enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah, man. It was very good to see Caden Carter have that little stretch there where she was just bouncing off of everything, going back and forth between Dakota and Raquel and giving them the business. Like, she wasn't backing down to Raquel either. She was like, you know,
going for it.
Yeah, just going for it. So
loved it.
Yeah, this was a very good opening match, even though our little team Sunshine did not get the win.
Yeah, but at least they weren't taken out in the first round.
Right.
That's what matters.
Right.
It's like, as a like, you're trying to get to the finals, like, this was a really good matchup.
Tony Storm is interviewed about the TakeOver triple threat match that has been announced. She says that neither Deadweight Martinez nor Io Shirai can stop her.
I still need an explanation as to why my girl is a heel. Love you. So why are you a heel? I don't know. I need to know. I still don't understand why she's a heel. But I do love the jacket. The fashion, yes. And I'm here for the shit talking. I just want to know why. That's all.
Edge, he's talking to William Regal backstage. He's here. He's in NXT. We don't know what he's going to do yet, but he is in the building. Austin Theory, he got the win over Leon Ruff.
Speaking of legs, just had his right knee taken out. Ruff now chopping down. Austin Theory, knee under the jaw.
This is where Theory needs to roll to the outside, have a powwow with the maestro, Johnny Gargano.
Well, instead, hasn't been able to find his way to the outside. Ruff charges in. Theory up and over. Ruff with another forearm.
Just every time, Leon Ruff beating Austin Theory to the punch. Gargano involved.
Yeah, Gargano got involved, paid the price. Ruff now trying to ascend all the way to the top. Ruff missile drop kick. Again, Johnny just gets decked by Ruff.
Ruff well aware of what Johnny Gargano is capable of.
Well, both superstars, same idea.
Leon Ruff getting bounced all the way out of the ring on that one.
Hopefully it'll provide a moment of reprieve for
Ruff. Wait a minute. The rest of the way, Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, they got every right to help their man. That's her husband. Oh, hang on a second.
Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon. The semifinal matchup of the Women's Dusty Cup coming early here on NXT.
We're getting a preview.
These four women battling through the Capitol Wrestling Center.
What are you doing, idiot?
What's he doing? This is a disgrace.
Well, gotta give credit to Theory, but right now, Ruff up and over. Again, the strength on display, and Ruff drop ribs first over the barricade.
Now Theory following up quickly.
Theory just a pure athlete.
Oh, all day, every day, Theory floats into the cover, and Austin Theory puts away Leon Ruff.
Here is your winner, Austin Theory.
Certainly wasn't plan A, but Austin Theory by hook or by crook, good enough to put Leon Ruff away this evening.
Well, the ATL from Austin Theory, the Austin Theory launch. Could that be the first huge step here for Austin Theory under the guidance of Johnny Gargano? Wait, whoa! Come on, enough's enough!
Creepy. It's very creepy. I know you're the babyface guardian angel. I need you to bring the creep level down to, like, a lot. Like, it reminded me of, I don't know if you ever saw the show Gotham on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
The one that played the Tin Man. He would do that. He would just take people's hair and then he would sniff it all weird and creepy. Don't do that. I don't like it. Okay. You're being real the Penguin right now, and I don't. It's no.
Gross.
I enjoyed this match. That was really good.
Yes, very good.
Little Leon Ruff.
Of course, like, man. Yay.
Love Leon Ruff. So I really enjoyed this match. He needs to eventually he's going to get that good win against the Way. It's going to happen. It has to. He must. Or else what are we here for?
Legado del Fantasma. They have a vignette. So they're looking good, styling and profiling, showing them, doing their thing. And then they end it by saying, what was it, the card last week?
The death card?
Yeah, yeah. So that's how they ended the promo this week, the vignette. So they were laughing about that. Then we run another vignette explaining a little bit about the mysterious woman in the chair that's been hanging around Xia Li and Boa. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she is over 1,000 years old, and she is a dangerous warrior.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I really enjoyed this. I was like, ooh, you better give me storytelling. This is interesting. I was like, ooh, this is going to be good. So I'm excited about, like, her final, like, reveal. Like, I don't know if she's going to just, like, wrestle or just kind of be, like, a menacing figure in the back. So I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm excited. I've enjoyed how they've built up this story with Xia Li.
Yeah, it's been very good. Legado del Fantasma. They eliminate Lucha House Party from the Dusty Classic with the running kick, Russian leg sweep combo. Again, these two teams putting on that Lucha. Have some really good chemistry, fast paced up and down action. So I really enjoyed that tag team match.
Yeah, it was a banger match. I really, really loved this match. I was like, oh, shit. Oh my god, it was so good. It was fast. It was hard hitting. So of course it was flippy shit, which I love. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I was surprised to see Legado del Fantasma like go over. I was like, oh good, that's nice.
Lucha House Party can't be everywhere all the time. They gotta let them boys get some days off. They on every show.
They are. That's how you get your checks. Get your checks. I'm not mad at it. But that's good to see, like, them coming down to, like, give, like, the new guys some, like, rub and stuff. So I like that. It was really good.
MSK comes out after the match. They get some promo time. They're saying they're going to beat the brakes off of Legado del Fantasma next week on their way to winning the Dusty Cup.
I enjoy them so much. They're so fun. The white one, Nash Carter. He, like, posted this picture on Twitter where it's, like, you know, remember those, like, the old school, like, middle school class pictures?
Okay.
It was that, and plus his tag team partner, he was, like, sitting on his lap or something that were looking like it was, like, a family portrait. It's hilarious. I was like, yes. It brought me joy. So I enjoyed them a lot.
Pete Dunne comes out for promo time. He calls out Finn Balor, who immediately comes down to the ring. Finn tells Pete that he didn't have to wait or look for him any longer, that he's got the title match at TakeOver on Valentine's Day. That's when Edge comes out, and he talks about how NXT focuses on the wrestling and not so much the entertainment, and how this show helped him find his passion and his want to get back into the ring. He says he sees a lot of himself in Pete Dunne, and good and bad, and Pete Dunne kind of just shrugs it off. Edge says that Finn is on another level, and Edge promises to watch TakeOver because the NXT title is something that he's never had. It's intriguing, and their fight might cause him to make his choice.
This was so good. Hearing that you think you know me in NXT, I was so excited. Woo! Seeing these three and them bring together, I was like, oh my god, it's Edge! Because I love me so much. I really do. So this is really fun. And shout out to Finn for being committed to the storyline, because my man had his fingers taped up. I was like, yes, you better commit. Good for you.
Now this is how they're supposed to use the legends. Exactly. Have the legends come to NXT. Stop bringing them to Raw. Have them come to NXT because it'll be more of an impact there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they can do less. Like, when they come to Raw, we want to see them do something. Mm-hmm. We want to see them fight or something.
It's 3 hours.
Right. If they come to NXT and just cut a promo with somebody or something like that, or put somebody over quickly in like this style right here, then it's like, you know what? That was an awesome use of a legend. Whereas on Raw, you'd be like, that's all?
Right. Like, this was good. Even when Edge was on Raw, and like the way he kind of was like, what is this happiness, you're happy to see me thing? Where's the negative energy?
Right.
He's like, I'm the ultimate opportunist. Like, hello. Like, what do you mean you're happy? I will take your fucking title. I was like, yes. I was like, you going over to SmackDown, baby, you'll get all the negativity you want. Because Roman is going to disrespect the shit out of you. He's going to. He's going to talk about your bad neck. He's going to do it. And I can't wait.
Yeah, hopefully that's this Friday. Yeah, hopefully that's Friday. Yeah. Hopefully he goes around. He's just going around, you know.
Yeah, just checking out.
Yeah, just seeing, you know, which title he wants to take. But I'm glad that did this with NXT, too, to make that title seem just as important.
Right, because then, like, now, like, this, it already had stakes. But now it's like even higher stakes, because it's like whoever's going to win, there's a possibility that Edge is coming for that ass. So that's like, it's even like more stakes. This was so good. I really loved it.
Johnny Gargano is interviewed and he puts over Candice and Andy Hartwell. He's told that he is facing Kushida at TakeOver. And it's not Mackenzie Mitchell who's doing the interview. It's some new girl. And calls her a liar, and he's like, come with me. He's like, we're going to go see Mr. Regal. I'm going to try to get you fired.
The funny thing is, at first he praised her because he was like, you're not Mackenzie, so I like you. You're a great journalist. And then the questions, he was like, yes, this is exactly what I was looking for. And then as soon as she met Cicero Kushida, he was like, I hate you. Oh, I love it. So funny.
So Johnny shows up with the interviewer at Mr. Regal's office to get her fired, when Kushida opens the door and says Johnny needs an appointment because Mr. Regal is busy. Johnny acts like he's going to walk away. He cheap shots Kushida and they have a huge brawl. Kushida beats Johnny down and Johnny is like laying on the ground. He's trying to get up and Kushida runs and kicks Johnny in the arm. And then that's when all the referees and everything are able to separate them and get them all broken up. This was a good little piece of business for Johnny Gargano.
Loved it. Yeah. I really like how they're like making the North American Championship like as important, that it's not just it's like a mid-card title, but it's like very, it's still like important. And I like how they're putting emphasis on it. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Put that belt on Kushida. Put it on Kushida. That better be what they're building towards. This was a great segment. I loved it.
Right. Jessica Maia has officially joined the Robert Stone brand, first and foremost. So let's get that out.
Yeah. Woo, she looks great.
She is tall and she is, you can tell that she played volleyball before she got into WWE, because man, she definitely looked the part when she was standing there next to Robert Stone. It's like, damn, she's taller than him.
Showed that leg. Yes, ma'am.
She picked up the win over Toni Storm via disqualification, where Mercedes Martinez attacked Toni Storm. Woo. So as Toni and Mercedes are brawling in the ring, Io Shirai walks out. She comes out real slowly, taking her time, just kind of watching the fracas in the ring. She calmly sits on the top rope with her title and continues to just watch them go at it. They head to the outside, that's when she takes them out with the big moon salts and goes back up the ramp like, I just did that.
Yep. How'd she get finer than she was before? Like, God damn it. What the hell? It's very rude. So Mr. Mo wanted a breakdown of why we stand.
I was just about to get to that. Yes. Well, first off, I mean, just look at her.
Yep.
I mean, she's amazing. She is so pretty. And second, because of the way that she calmly just walked out there, didn't come out there running, didn't come out there making a big scene. Just like, okay, I'm gonna let y'all do y'all, and then when y'all get through doing y'all, I'm gonna finish it off and do me.
Yep, love it. She doesn't get involved in business that doesn't involve her. She's like, oh, you guys want to fight? Okay, well, when you're done fighting, I'm gonna be right here and I'm gonna kick whose ass is there. Love it. Have you seen her moonsault? Beautiful. Love her promos. She talks shit in all the Japanese and it's great. Love her red hair. Love what she when she comes out with Poppy doing all that crazy rock shit. That's amazing. Love if you call her name, she's gonna come out and be like, what did you say about me? Love that. She's gonna fight you just because she doesn't like you.
If you're not standing for Io Shirai, it's not something wrong with us. It's something wrong with you.
I'm just saying. Come on now. Did you see NXT TakeOver?
Right.
Freaking War Games? She put a garbage can over her head, leaped into it, and was like, I'm going to hit everybody. Did you see how hard they tried to keep her out of that cage? It's because when she comes in there, she's going to run roughshod. Her punches are hard. Her kicks are hard. She's tiny as fuck, but she'll beat your ass. And that's why we stand.
That's exactly right.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Kurt Stallion, he cuts a vignette saying that he's going to make Texas proud tonight and he's going to become the new NXT Cruiserweight Champion.
Oh, Texas Kurt. That's his name. That's what I'm calling him. I'm calling him Texas Kurt.
The best wrestling news I've seen all week. My man Cameron Grimes is coming back to NXT next week.
I was so excited. Like, he's back. Yay! I miss his little loud ass.
Ain't been the same the last, like, month and a half without no Cameron Grimes.
We need some loud, obnoxious things up there. Miss Jack.
Santos Escobar, he retained the Cruiserweight title with a win over Kurt Stallion, despite the presence of Miss Scarlett. Looking as only she can look on that perch out there with the red light shining on her.
Right. He has more discipline than me because distraction, I was distracted. I was like, look at it. Just there in the red.
This was all about the Scarlet and what happened after that, because Kurt Stallion looked like trash. He didn't really do shit to impress. I know. He didn't do none of that stuff he was doing on 205 Live.
Right. I was like, what happened? What's the matter? I was like, Texas Kurt, come on. Do something. Just got his ass booked all the time. He had maybe like 2 seconds where he kind of looked like some, and then nope.
Right.
I was like, damn, Texas Kurt.
Yeah. not a good showing for the work that he had put in over on 205 Live. It definitely did not show up here in this match.
Come on, Triple H.
Right. After the match, though, Karrion Kross comes out, and he easily dispatches Wild and Mendoza. Then he faces Escobar face-to-face, and he says they have a problem. He gives him time, which is a double-edged sword, and tells him to run along. Tick-tock.
Yo, I didn't like that, like, they had, like, Escobar just kind of, like, leave the ring. Nah, fuck that. I don't like that shit. Fucking Escobar has been, like, standing up to every... Why did I call him Kurt? Santos Escobar has been, like, standing up to everybody, just, like, being, like, a cocky whatever, and he can back it up. I didn't like that. I'm like, uh-uh. Don't you back away from Karrion Kross and his popping vein. Because that vein was just, like, pulsating inside his head. I was like, goddamn, so hard. Stop scrunching your jaw so hard. You're going to grind your teeth to the bone. I didn't like that. I was like, no, you stand up to him. Stand up to this white man.
Why? So is he going to try to be the Cruiserweight champion?
Like, I guess. I don't know.
Why would Kerry, like...
Because he's scared of Finn, and I understand. Finn is scared. You don't want to get your jaw broken. I get it.
That is funny.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like, maybe he's just like, oh, so you're talking shit about me? Okay, so let me just take your title real quick just before I face Finn. I guess that's what they're going for. But like, why? No. You're too beefy to be the cruiserweight champion. I don't like that. Taking things away from brown people? No. Racism.
Edge goes to leave the building and he tells an interviewer that no, he hasn't made his decision yet. That's when Karrion Kross comes up to him. He says that he has a big decision to make and he hopes he chooses logically and not emotionally, because he'll be the champ by the time WrestleMania rolls around, not Finn, not Pete. Edge says words like that might motivate him to come back here, which Karrion Kross might not like.
Ooh. Yo, did you see Malcolm Bivens, like his he had a warning to Edge?
No.
He literally posted like a little like memo. It was like a warning to Edge about the NXT parking lot. It's like, a lot of bad things happen here in the parking lot. I just want you to be careful and to be aware of it. And it is so funny. I was like, why, Maga? I'll see if I can find it and I'll send it to you.
It was
literally a memo that said, warning to Edge. I know people have added you, but let me just tell you this straight up. The parking lot is very dangerous. People gave him a warning. Oh, wait, hold on. I see it. He's like, everyone has been adding you, but no one has warned you about the NXT parking lot, one of the most dangerous places on earth. For me personally, I live for the adrenaline rush of waiting outside on a Wednesday night to see who is really about that life. A little 3-6 Mafia gently playing from the car stereo to, woo-wee. As the most trustworthy person in NXT, I wanted to give you a heads up. I was like, oh my god, that's so funny. It's like a message to Edge from Malcolm Bivens. It was hilarious. Oh, it got me. Oh, it was so funny. But yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, Edge, get out of there. Bad things happen in that parking lot. Leave.
Right, right.
Karrion Kross don't want those problems.
I don't think so either.
Do you want to get a spear from Edge?
I don't think so either.
You don't want to get a spear from Edge.
I don't think so either. You better tread carefully. You don't want them problems.
Right, tread fucking carefully, sir. You're going to get a spear out this ass. Don't you do it. But interesting.
Tomas.
Do you think they're maybe trying to like move Karrion Kross like easy to the main roster? They're probably trying to like fast track him to the main roster, maybe. That's kind of why they had this little interaction. Maybe that can be like a future feud for them.
Maybe not. I know that like Triple H is really fond of that dude, and I think Triple H wants to get all he can out of him before he, you know, gives him to Vince. And so I think that, you know, plus, you know, they usually kind of do those guys right who get hurt and have to give the title up. You know, they eventually it kind of comes back to them. So, you know, I think that that's going to happen first and then he'll get the run. But I think that right now, just because Finn's got so much going on, they'll just be like, okay, well, we'll keep you in the mix and we'll have you go up against another champion and it'll be the Cruiserweight champion.
You know. I don't want Finn to lose to Karrion Kross. Don't want.
I hope not.
If he's going to lose to anybody, it needs to be to Kyle O'Reilly. If anything.
That would be cool. Tomasa Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher. They eliminate Adam Cole, baby, and Roderick Strong from the Dusty Classic. When Ciampa caught Roderick Strong coming back in the ring with the Widow's Bell, gets the 1, 2, 3, and this makeshift tag team who just came together out of respect for each other have now beaten the team I thought was going to at least get to the finals, Adam Cole yeah. and Roderick Strong.
In an upset. I was like, what? Huh? I was shocked and awed. I was like, not my Undisputed Era. I couldn't tell who was the heel, who was the babyface. I was like, who are we? Who's the one? Which one? Is it heel versus heel? Is it babyface versus babyface? What are we doing? What's happening? It's a great match, though. But
it
I was like,
a
I don't
hell know. Of a match. It was a good match.
I really enjoyed the Ciampa and Cole like interaction just because they've known each other for so long and like their counters and like mm-hmm. I was like, woo, this is good. It's still fuck chopping his gulag shit. But ooh, that was good.
Yeah, this, I enjoyed that. This was a high level main event for NXT this week. I thought that this delivered good stuff because I didn't see the finish coming. So
yeah, me neither. I really expected Yui to go all the way, and I was like, oh, they're gonna win. It's gonna be a hard match for them. And then when he like didn't, I was like, huh? What do you mean 1, 2, 3? Did you miscount? What's going on, Roddy? Roddy, wake up! the hell of a match.
After the match, while the Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher walking up the ramp admiring the Dusty Rhodes trophy, the grizzled young veterans come out. They have a face off. That's going to be one of the semifinal matches next week. And I think the other match is going to be Legado del Fantasma against MSK.
Yes. It's gonna be fucking. Ciampa missed the speedo memo though. Like everybody was in the speedo.
Oh yeah, he had the long pants.
Yeah, I was like, why did nobody tell you? Be like, hey, we're all wearing underwear, and he just did it.
Forgot to call the crew to see if everybody was dressing up or not.
Nope. Came in pants. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to show his legs. I get it. Sometimes you're insecure about it. It's fine. We understand.
But yeah, so
hell of a match.
Another strong effort from NXT headed yes. towards TakeOver next weekend. So we've got one more show, go home show next week, where we will figure out who will be in the finals of the women's Dusty Classic to take on Raquel and Dakota, as Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart are taking on Candice and Indy Hartwell. Yeah. So that
and they came out for a little brawl too. You missed that.
Oh, yeah. That should be a lot of fun as well. Yeah, Indy Hartwell is amazing. I like her so much. Yeah,
same. She's so fun.
Yeah, love she's it. Really found her little niche with the way here with Candace, being Candace's little, you know, mentee. Yeah, it's definitely been a good spot for her. Better than what they had her doing before.
Yeah, the way has really like helped like also Candace come into her own as like a heel, because like at first it was like mostly about Johnny and like the way he like kept switching up his character, but now like with like Candace there too, it's just like she's kind of found her way as like as a heel, and I really like that. So like if Johnny's gonna be in like NXT for the next 32 years, like at least like he helps build up other people and helps them find kind of like their footing. I like that.
Right. Well, Miss Simi, is there anything else that you'd like to add on about this week's NXT, or let the people know what you thought about SmackDown or Raw? Because you actually watched Raw this week.
I did.
With the crew. That was fun.
Oh, Raw. My God. Even though I wasn't going to work the next day, I tapped out at 9:30. I was like, I'm not doing this. No. I just put it on mute and it started scrolling on the Twitters because it was a lot. And then Alexa came with her weird, like, freaking spit up shit. I was like, I don't, ma'am, no. No. Whatever this is, I don't like it. It's weird. Lego Evans, I'm tired of you. You and your weird shit. Like, how did it go from her character being like, the women's reign in a sudden fail, and I'm a strong lady, to like being Ric Flair's next conquered whatever thing. I was like, what is this? Like, what is what? Why? What is this?
She's sitting
Why
underneath
are you being such a menace.
She's sitting underneath the learning tree of Ric Flair.
Ugh. No, number one, I don't like you. And two, he's old enough to be your grandpa. Gross. I don't like it. No. I'm excited for what's coming on SmackDown because Bianca versus Sasha is going to be amazing. I want to see what they're going to do with Bayley now. If they're going to kind of have her sneak with the, I want Sasha versus Sasha and Bayley to kind of be away from each other for a good like year. Because I think they can flourish on their own. So I kind of don't want them to put her with, to kind of sneak her into the Bianca Sasha thing, even though I really like her and Bianca's like feud. But I want to see what's going to be going down with Bayley because I love her. SmackDown is going to be great. I want to see what's going to happen with Kevin and who's going to be kind of Roman's next like feud.
Yeah, they've done a really good job with Kevin Owens. They need to figure out, they need to keep the momentum up because they don't need to lose this that they've done with this program with Roman. Because, I mean, he's probably the biggest baby face they've got on SmackDown right now. And they need to find a way to keep that momentum rolling, right?
So I was hoping Damian Priest was going to go to SmackDown so that something will happen there, but
So Damian Priest is 6'5 and weighs 264 pounds. You know he wasn't going to SmackDown.
Why not? That's the better show.
He's too big. think about all the people on SmackDown. The biggest person on SmackDown is what? Well, I think Braun is technically on SmackDown. The next biggest person is like Baron Corbin. And then everybody else is short. Except Otis is big as far as weight, but he's not tall.
Damian Priest versus Big E. Hello. Ooh. That'd be great. Exactly. See there?
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to get some more progression with this Big E, Sami Zayn, Apollo Crews stuff, too, because...
Oh, I hope so. I love Sami Zayn so much and his protesting. Love him so much.
What'd you think about that 10-man? They did the thing on AEW where they had just too many people in a match.
I hated it. What the fuck was that? I hated it. I was like, there's too many of you here. And then they just kept coming. First, I was like, okay. Biggie came, I was like, all right, oh no, we're gonna go. And then they just kept coming. I was like, what? No. People are like, well, you know, they're building towards Royal Rumble. I'm like, nope. Build off Royal Rumble on your show. Don't come here and fuck the vibe up, because that's what they did. Because that first hour, banger. And then we got to this match, and I was like, what's happening? Why is it happening? Who did this?
Big E said Miz and Morrison brought that Monday Night Raw stench to SmackDown.
They did, and he was right, because they did. I was like, really? I was like, AJ, did you forget that Paul Heyman is here? Because you ran away last time, and now you're here. The house that AJ Styles ran away from because Paul Heyman came. Why are you here? Get out. Oh, it was too many people. I hated it. I was like, please stop. There's too many of you. I can't count. I don't know who's legal. There's no.
Him and Daniel Bryan did have a fire match, though.
Right. And it started off as a fire match with Daniel Bryan and AJ, and then it got to no. I want my Sami Zayn, my Shinsuke, and my Cesaro to be back together. I want them back together. They were great.
Doesn't look very promising. Looks like everybody's kind of on their own separate paths right now.
Listen, just like I can still hope for a Shield reunion that I know is probably never going to happen, I'm going to wish for this too. I can hold out for all the hope I can.
You know when the Shield reunion is going to be? When they go see them kids, when they go see them babies, because you know Renee's about to have a baby. And Seth and Becky Lynch just had a baby. So that'll be the...
Yeah, but we're not going to see it.
Yeah, that'll be the Shield reunion, but it won't be on TV anywhere.
Exactly. It won't be on TV. They probably won't put it on the Instagram. So I'm not going to get to see it.
Yeah, Becky Lynch out here trolling people, thinking, taking picture of the curtain that gorilla people like, oh, she's about to be in the Royal Rumble. Like,
are you dumb? She just popped a human out of her body. She's She's chilling with her child. Right. What are you doing?
She might not ever come back to wrestle for another 5 years until the child is at least old enough to go to school.
Right. She's like, oh, my baby is 18 now. Now I can come back and wrestle. That's when she's going to come back. You will never see her again. That's what's going to happen. She's going to come back when that child is old enough to do algebra. Like, she's going to come back.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, this is like one of the weirdest situations. I can't ever recall a top wrestler, women's wrestler, getting pregnant in the middle of her career or the biggest part of her career. Now, you know, WNBA, that's different because, you know what I'm saying, they have an off season. So, you know, if you get pregnant and then miss a year, okay, that's cool. Back. Yeah, you got a whole year you can miss, come back. Okay, that happens. You know, we're used to seeing that. With wrestling, there's no off season. So it's like,
no. And plus, like, you got to, like, get training back and stuff. Like, how she going to practice fucking running the ropes when she got a baby to take care of? That baby want to play. They're hungry. They want their snacks. You don't have time for you to do duplexes. You can't practice your armbar. You got to give them the Fruit Loops. Don't have time. They don't have time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we may have seen Becky with the last of Becky Lynch for quite a while.
I know.
That's why they gotta focus on making stars every time that they have a chance to, because you just never know who could get taken out of your rotation. Like, they think they're gonna have Sasha Banks for a long time. I don't think so.
No, you're not. Not with that Star Wars money she's coming.
Yeah.
She got that rock superpowers, like superstar. She's not gonna be around for long.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't play all these games with her championship runs.
Yeah.
You got her forever.
Yeah, you better make the most of these next like 2 or 3 years, because I don't see her lasting 5 more years.
Nah. She's gonna be like, so I'm cast in Fast and the Furious 14.
Yes, like, so, as soon as she's like, you know what, these bumps are starting to hurt now.
Right. Be like, I don't want to suicide dive anymore. My neck hurts. My chiropractor bill is going up. Guess what? I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
already, I'm pretty sure since she's been in the second season, 2 seasons of this show, she's probably in the Screen Actors Guild now, so she has insurance. Yep. So that won't be a problem.
Exactly. She's not going to be an independent contractor for long.
Right, right. So that's the one good thing, though. If something does happen to her in wrestling now, she does have the insurance to pay for it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is some bullshit. Like, how dare you? Right. Like, you gonna call me an independent contractor? I can't have my insurance, but bitch, you don't want me to be on Twitch? I can't make this cameo money? How dare you?
That's the reason why Stone Cold and Miz and all of them do those low budget movies. Because when you do those and you get the credited for that, you get Screen Actors Guild, and then you get insurance. And I think it's a lifetime insurance or something close to that. Yeah, it's some, or you have to like do a movie every 3 or 4 years or whatever to keep it current or something like that. But you know who the person who used to be, who actually figured that hustle out, was Terry Funk, the old wrestler Terry Funk.
Oh,
he's in a bunch of B movies. Right when he started getting near the first time when he retired. He started. Mm-hmm. He was in like Roadhouse and a couple of other kind of, you know, that was the biggest movie he was in. But he was in a couple of other low budget movies, and he was like, the reason I was in those movies is because you get to keep my Screen Actors Guild insurance current. And it's like, you know, wrestling, you don't get insurance. And he was like, I'll get to them in my career. He's like, I knew I was gonna have, you know, need stuff replaced and things worked on. Yeah. And he was like, I can't pay for it all out of my pocket.
Yeah, that's right. And freaking Daniel Bryan, I need you to stop talking about how you're close to retiring. I need you to stop now. Because every time he comes, he's just like, I don't have many years left. I'm like, shut up right now. Nope. Listen, be quiet. I'm not ready for you. Stop talking about it.
I need Daniel Bryan to rethink his haircut, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, there's nothing cool about that.
He's not trying to be cool.
Yeah, I guess I was just about to say, when you become someone's dad, I don't know how much you try to be cool anymore.
Yep. Dad of two. He, like, literally never tried to be cool. He leaned all the way into, like, I'm a big-ass dork, and I love it. Because it's so funny. It's hilarious. When he did, like, when he was on Talking Smack, and it was, like, him and the Usos, and he was, like, trying to do, like, a little rap. It was so cute. I was like, aw, Angel. So I'm going to need him to just quit with his, yeah, these are kind of going to be my last years. I'm not going to be No. I don't want to hear it. No. Enough.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to you now, Miss Simi, for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the CSPN family and the WrestleCast family. Shout out to the patrons. Shout out to you guys in the hashtags and all the listeners. It's always fun talking wrestling with you. Shout out Megan Thee Stallion for her new crybaby video. You can skip the baby, but just look at her because she's beautiful. Yep. Just watch her. Don't worry about the baby. You suck.
You heard it here first from Miss Simi, folks. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He tries to outrun the beat and supports his girlfriend and her weird colorist bullshit. Don't worry about the baby. Focus on Megan. Because that's what matters.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi once again for joining me here on the NXT cast where we talk about the black and gold brand at WWE. Thank you to all the members of the GLOW and all the WrestleBays. Thank you to everybody who showed up in the live tweet, NXT cast, and also the Rumble cast, Raw cast, Dynamite cast. Definitely appreciate everybody sharing their commentary with color. Give a big shout out to the patrons because we don't shout them out enough, but they deserve all the shout outs and praise for paying a little bit of extra to hear our extra exclusive content, like our AEW reviews, like our before and after pre-show conversations as well. You can hear a Q&A between me and Anwar Starwin from this past week when we recorded Cast of Strong Style, where he had the questions and I had the answers. You can find the dark match and all of our exclusive content over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Also go to CSPN.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free, do some shopping on that tab with any of those sponsors in that drop down menu, and some of your purchase will come back to the CSPN to help keep the show free each and every week. Give a shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin, Mr. Mo to the _ Reese, Miss Jade to the Max. Mo and Jade helped me review the Royal Rumble and Monday Night Raw following on the latest edition of the WrestleCast. So please check that out. Give a big shout out to the guys over at The Push. Give a big shout out to Miss Jupiter Julep and Madame Lizette, Miss V, Miss Cammy D. Just everybody who shows up and rocks with the WrestleCast. Please continue to share, rate, and review the podcast, share the links, let everybody know about the hashtags. If you know some wrestling fans who like to talk wrestling with people that look like them, well, we're the place for that in our hashtag each and every week. So come join us and come share your commentary with color. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Ooh, Gorilla Lady, I hope you're okay.
It's real. Give up that money.
This feels good. You see, a lot of times in WWE, we put the focus on the E, but here in NXT, the focus is on that second W, and that's fun. See, for years, I watched this show as a fan, just like everybody else. But you know what I always saw? Passion. Hunger. I see fire in eyes. But what people don't know, and what I'm about to tell you, is that this show, this place, helped me find my passion. It helped me to find the passion to get my career back after 9 years. I used that passion to win the Royal Rumble this past Sunday. By winning that, it allows me to challenge any champion within this company. Now, I look at you two and I see two of the damn best. You know how I feel about you? I see you and I see so much of me. The good and the bad. But that's what makes us who we are. And I would have shrugged my shoulders just like that 10 years ago too, kid. And I look at you, and I see a guy who is operating on an entirely different level. You are in a zone that is special to watch. So, I'm going to be watching your match at TakeOver. Because I've never had that. So no matter who wins your match at TakeOver, that is intriguing. And if I haven't made my choice by TakeOver, who knows, this fight may cause me to make my choice.